And that's even being liberal, 90 to 120 days. That's being charitable.
Handle 20 days?
3 to 4 months.
Yeah.
If you don't feel significant improvement in 3 to 4 months, you're not getting your money's worth. So that's what I counsel people when they ask me about how to choose a therapist or choose what to do is, if you're going because you really actively feel bad, you should feel better within a few months. If you're not, try someone else. Because in capable therapy, you will. You will feel better in a few months if you're dealing with a therapist that is effective. If you had a bad pain in your knee and you went to a doctor and you went every week and he treated you week after week and after 3 or 4 months your pain wasn't any better, you'd try a different doctor. Therapy is the same. You'd say, this doctor isn't working out, I better go to somebody else and see if they can help me more. Psychotherapy is no different. If it's working, if it's competent, you'll get actual results in a reasonable amount of time. That's my way of looking at it. But that's based on, you know, 30 years of professional experience and having trained at least 500 therapists personally.
I have another question.
Please.
You said in the beginning about being humble and that you can reach this position by religious offering it to go to church or to go to the synagogue or to go, you know. And like in Judaism, you have to go to the synagogue to pray at least 3 or 4 times a day. And I assume that in this practicing, the more and more you do it, you feel humble or humiliation. So why it's not the right way?
Who says it's not the right
you
way?
You say it's not, something in the beginning, you said it's not enough, or you get, I don't,
I forgot. I said the understanding isn't enough unless it is the understanding that the purpose of all these different practices is in the end to find yourself in a more humble position. It's usually not spoken of in terms of humility. It's spoken of in terms of everything but the transformative element in you. The transformative element in you has to include, to be real and effective, to get to where you want to go, it has to include the humble aspect. If you can't find greater humility in yourself through whatever your form, your practice, your meditation, your religious practice, your spiritual path, whatever it is, if you don't sense yourself becoming more humble, then something isn't working right yet. Mm. I'm trying to explain that humility is the measure. Humility is the proof that something real is going on, that you're actually transforming, that you're actually moving into a more spiritually viable position. When all other measures are unsure, that measure will never fail you. It's not the only measure, but it's the single most sure. When you're really humble in the real involuntary way, you could care less whether you have low self-esteem, high self-esteem, any self-esteem, because it's not about self anymore.
What is it about?
That whole dilemma of improving yourself because you're not good enough ends.
Mm-hmm.
It actually simply ends. You become no longer the focus